As part of your responsibility to monitor the financial statements, you need to be assured of their accuracy and integrity. This is done by having a system of internal controls in place that operate as the checks and balances related to the financial operations of the health center. All organizations need to have them, but the specific controls in place will be unique to the staffing, size, and risk of each health center. It is important for health centers to have an internal control policy. The internal control environment is stronger when appropriate segregation of duties exists at a health center. It is a myth that the annual external audit is the best control to ensure that an organization's internal controls are sufficient. There are inherent limitations on an audit, and there is a real possibility that a material misstatement or non-compliance issue, for example, theft or fraud, will not be detected as part of normal audit procedures. Nonetheless, it is the responsibility of the health center's board of directors to review results of audits and make sure management has appropriately addressed all findings related to internal controls. Additionally, even though internal controls are assessed as part of every financial statement audit, the health center should also test them and make sure that they are in place and working throughout the year. To segregate duties appropriately, no one employee should have access to an asset and also be involved in recording the activity of that asset and performing monitoring functions related to that same asset. For example, if a front desk clerk has access to cash because they are responsible for accepting patient payments, that individual should not have access to record an adjustment to the patient's account because they could potentially pocket the cash received and post an adjustment for the same amount, which is likely to go undetected. Internal controls are important because fraud is common and many instances of fraud involve trusted employees. Lack of segregation of duties and internal controls allow fraud to occur and often go undetected. Internal controls are also important because they support compliance with laws, improve financial reporting, and decrease the dollar amount and length of time that fraud schemes occur. Health centers can self-assess and strengthen internal controls by performing a risk assessment and implementing control activities to mitigate identified risk. A risk assessment is an evaluation and identification of the riskiest areas to identify where an organization should implement controls to prevent or detect error or fraud. Control activities are those activities that minimize risk of theft or loss. Risk assessments should be ongoing, and the health center should monitor controls in place to ensure that they are sufficient. It is the board's responsibility to make sure that risk assessments are being performed. At a minimum, the CFO and Finance Committee should meet at least annually and discuss and challenge the internal controls that are in place at the health center. It is important that health center management teams and board of directors make a commitment to take internal controls seriously and set the proper tone at the top. Safeguarding the health center's assets is one of their most important responsibilities as trustees of the health center.